A bill awaiting the signature of New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy could create what detractors are calling a rain tax. But WMIC's Gwen Hogan reports it's a bit more nuanced than that.
The bill will allow cities and towns across New Jersey to begin collecting fees from property owners. That money would go towards mitigating stormwater runoff. That's rainwater that runs into lakes and streams and can cause flooding and water pollution if it's not properly handled.
We manage our fresh water best we can. We manage our wastewater as we have to. But as it relates to stormwater, there's no great way to facilitate stormwater management.
That's one of the bill's sponsors, State Assemblyman John McKeon. He says rainwater runoff collects animal waste, road salt, motor oil, and other pollutants, and washes it into the water supply, making it harder to keep drinking water clean. It can also have an economic impact through severe flooding. That flooding is expected to be costlier and more frequent due to rising sea levels and more severe storms. So the bill wants to give towns a revenue source to deal with it. It does that through letting local governments charge fees based on how much impervious surface a property has, like roofs, parking lots, sidewalks.
Think of it like electricity. Wouldn't be necessarily fair to have everybody pay the same electric bill. People pay for what they use.
But critics of the measure say it leaves too many unanswered questions. There are no statewide standards, and the bill doesn't set a maximum fee. Tony Bowiedemann with the New Jersey Business Industry Association says they're afraid it will hurt the bottom line for small businesses.
This hits a lot of our manufacturers. It hits anybody with a parking lot, so strip malls. We're so afraid that because we do not know the fees, that companies, you know, were just hit with a $15 minimum wage last week that passed. It's more and more expensive to do business here. They pick up and go.
Supporters of the bill say cities and towns in 40 states already implement some form of stormwater management and that it's time for the Garden State to fall in line. Gwen Hogan, WNYC News.